The match is set. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Trump and Clinton now consider themselves the nominees.
We're going to come back to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention with the most votes and the most pledged delegates.
Take that, anybody who thought she needed those mysterious superdelegates. Time to welcome back the prodigal sons and daughters from their fling with Bernie and his fairy tale plans.
That's why we're setting bold, progressive goals, backed up by real plans. We have to be both dreamers and doers.
As for Donald Trump ripping off the mask.
As far as I'm concerned, it's over. These two guys cannot win. There's no path. So why would I change?
If you have
a football team and you're winning, and then you get to the Super Bowl, you don't change your quarterback, right?
Of course, he immediately revised that.
Well, I may act differently, but my thought process is the same.
And he's going to argue that Hillary Clinton supported job-killing trade deals, voted for a stupid war in Iraq, lied about Benghazi, is going to be indicted for her emails, is too ill to handle the pressure, and is simply running on her X chromosome.
If Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote. The only thing she's got going is the woman's card. And the beautiful thing is, women don't like her, okay?
If fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in!
And so it is that Americans, fed up with the elites who run the country, get to choose between Chappaqua and Manhattan. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.